We've got a huge hiring initiative in government. Now, we haven't fixed it yet because you don't fix something that quickly. We know where we want to go, but it's a rough road getting there.
John Palguda, the partnership's vice president for policy, summarizing the challenges for chief human capital officers trying to meet the goal of a first-class federal workforce as outlined by President Obama. The partnership report spotlighting the 7 obstacles to a first-class federal workforce is based on the 3rd in a series of interviews and questionnaires with federal Chicos conducted in conjunction with Grant Thornton. Yesterday, the partnership brought in 3 Chicos from different sized agencies to respond to various findings in the study. One finding suggested a tension between Chicos and the Office of Personnel Management, prompting this question from moderator Scott Cameron, a former federal Chico, now a director at Grant Thornton.
If you were, you know, God for a day, what one thing would you do to improve the federal hiring process, whether it's changing a law, changing a regulation, or changing behavior?
Jeff Neal, the chief human capital officer with the Department of Homeland Security, says he wants more meaningful involvement from agency hiring managers.
Too often over the last 30 years that I've been observing it, hiring managers have decided that filling jobs is the work of HR, and they should lob their request over the transom to HR. HR should produce some magic list of people. They'll all be perfect. They'll all be completely hireable, and all of them will sail through security. And then they're disappointed when they don't get that. And that lack of management involvement led to a lot of bad conduct. It led to HR people deciding that they needed, because of the volume of work they had, they needed to automate everything in the hiring process. And those of you who've been intimately involved in the hiring process know that it doesn't lend itself particularly well to automation.
The Chico OPM relationship also prompted this question from moderator Cameron.
What one thing would you like OPM to start doing or to stop doing, maybe? As a former Chico, there are a lot of things I wanted them to stop doing when I was a Chico. What one thing would you want OPM to start doing or stop doing to help you be more successful?
Ray Lyman, Chico with the Corporation for National and Community Services, a relatively small public-private federal agency that supports AmeriCorps and SeniorCorps, says that as a former OPM lawyer, he knows one thing that strikes fear into the heart of all Chicos.
One of the things that when I was there that I heard a lot of pushback from was reporting requirements. You know, and, you know, yes, Congress needs to know what you're doing. Frank Wolf wants to know about telecommuting. GAO wants to know about how many details do you got going on? I need to know right away. Well, sometimes we have to shoot the messenger. It is OPM who comes in on a weekly basis, it feels like, to large and to even small agencies for a new report. And I'm very, very sympathetic to OPM. It is centralized. It's the only game in town. And I guess the one thing that I would ask OPM to do is look at the margin of return. When we do get those requests for reporting requirements out to HR or to agencies for quick turnaround.
In summarizing the report, John Palguda noted this striking finding. Some Chicos believe their biggest challenge is overcoming a lack of qualified human resource staff to help carry out the requirements of OPM.
46% said, yeah, I've got some good HR people. You know, they liked a lot of folks on their staffs, but we got some folks that are not up to it. We've got to do something. It's not, we need more. People weren't saying, give us a lot more HR people. It's give us the right HR folks.
Which prompted me to ask this question of the Chico panel.
If you had an opportunity to use a clean sheet of paper and design the perfect HR person for your shop, what kinds of characteristics would that person have that aren't already in place with the people that you have?
Pat Adams, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Civilian Human Resources, says she looks for human resource specialists who can connect the dots.
HR people tend to, when you talk numbers, they run for the door. They really like people, you know, and they went into it because of people and they like people. But I've really tried to develop more of a cadre that can do analysis and understand data and do more strategy and more modeling.
Jeff Neal says he'd like to see HR staffers with more skills at problem solving and a customer service focus on the agency's mission. To make his point, Neal tells this story about a recent meeting he attended involving congressional staff and representatives from OPM. Inevitably, he says, the conversation turned to his difficulty in hiring people to fulfill the agency's mission.
Our mission is to ensure that there's a safe, secure, and resilient place where the American way of life can thrive. Fairly simple thing to do, you would think. Kind of complex because of the scope of the country and the threats against us. And hiring the right people is absolutely essential to Homeland Security being able to accomplish its mission. In this discussion, I laid that out. And I said, you know, the American people are looking to us to provide that safe, secure, and resilient place. And a person from OPM said, the American people want to know that there's a merit system and that we're following merit system principles. And my response was, no. The American people don't care about that. The American people care that airplanes don't fly into buildings. The American people care that the border is secure. The American people care that drugs don't come across our border, that money laundering isn't happening on our borders. And we would like to see OPM thinking that their mission is to support our mission. But I think sometimes they think their mission is to support the system and to support the processes that OPM has built. And when you decide that your mission is a self-licking ice cream cone, that you are there to support the processes that you built, it leads to a degree of insularity that I think is not good and doesn't lead to the best performance of an agency like OPM.
That's Jeff Neal, Chief Human Capital Officer with the Department of Homeland Security. At the Partnership for Public Service in downtown Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.